Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. I recently read an Eastern proverb that said, "The acts of this life are the destiny of the next." Political leaders seem to have a sharpened awareness of this. During a political season that seems to heat up by the day, there are pressing matters that come to the forefront. What is the perspective of our political leaders? Their perspective on the economy, education, transportation, moral issues, tourism, business development, and so forth. What changes are needed now that we need to take care of that will make a positive difference in the next generation? And in so doing, make a difference in our lives even today. This very day in our program, one of the leading candidates for Hawaii State Lieutenant Governor is in the studio with us. He's here to share those important issues and talk with us about them. I also like to take the time at the beginning just to let you know the reason for this show. Though this particular show is a rather special, unique show because of what we're going to be discussing. But our heart is to bring you closer to the Lord Jesus, for you to find and experience His love and His hope in a very personal way. Senator Norman Sakamoto is our guest. He attended Palolo Elementary School, University Lab School, graduated from the University of Hawaii with a Bachelor of Science degree at the University of Illinois, and a Master of Science degree in 1985, where he, shortly after that, formed SC Pacific Corporation. He's married to Penny. They have three children, David, Greg, and Catherine. As a member of the Democratic Party, he serves the Hawaii Senatorial District 15, representing Pearl Ridge to Kalihi, from Halawa to Lower Aiea and Aliamanu, and Hickam. Senator Sakamoto is the chairman of the Senate Education and Housing Committee. He's been actively involved in extensive leadership roles in education, community groups, professional boards, and associations, along with being a faithful member of Waunalua Gardens Missionary Church. As I said earlier, he's running for lieutenant governor. Senator, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny.
You know, the primary election is fast approaching. Amidst all the activities that you're involving, you found it important enough to come in and talk about some pressing issues. Give us your perspective. What are some of these pressing matters in this stage of the race?
Well, Danny, you know, we could talk for hours about pressing matters before our state. Certainly, the economic conditions have forced challenges on families. Mm-hmm. We go drive down the street, you see blue tarps, silver shopping carts, people are out there. And at times, people used to scurry away when morning came, but now they're out there all day. And at times, people used to find ways to feed them and find ways to shelter them. Now, many people are saying, well, Sakamoto, what are you going to do? What's the state going to do? So some things have changed in terms of family and community helping. And economic times don't allow the state to really, say, house every person who needs a house, put them in public housing. Challenges. Education, very important. You know, the future of Hawaii is sitting in our classrooms today.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us have children who've perhaps graduated, like myself. Others have children that are not yet in school. So from graduates who may have children, their own children, to those children in school today and preschoolers, very important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But resources are tough, very frustrating. Last year, the state, unfortunately, went through the furlough Fridays and not legislative. It was a bargaining issue. But certainly, thankfully, we're beyond it. We've now said, let's have 180 instructional days so we don't have that same kind of sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Though that's just one example of what didn't go right. But things can go right. We have many good people here. But the voters need to be thoughtful. People need to be careful about how they vote and keep to the promises when they've told someone, I'll support you for reason X. They need to remember that as well. But again, we can go on and on, but I'll answer, I guess, specific questions you may have.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's always something I hear it all the time, too, from other leaders as well. We hear it through the media. Trying to just get people out to vote.
Yes.
You know, just get to exercise the privilege of being a citizen here in our great nation.
Thankfully, more people did register for this primary election. But historically, Hawaii is not proud of the percent that actually shows up.
What? Just in a snippet. Why is that?
From where I sit, as an elected official, you know, I watch the news, read the paper, and hear all the criticism. I think part of what isn't working is when people feel their vote doesn't make a difference, because the cynics and critics make it like it's going to be bad no matter what happens. All of those guys and gals are not akamai enough to do the right thing. Unfortunately, those are not true statements, but as the public hears those statements, many get disenfranchised, and instead of encouraging them to vote, feel like it won't make a difference.
Well, every election has its form of why it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an election in 2010. We face, some would say, unique challenges. Others would say, well, the challenges just kind of evolve, but they all kind of resurface with different names and titles, and, you know, some get bigger, some get smaller, but they're sort of the same things. But what makes this election so important?
One of the issues that has been in the forefront actually since I was first elected in 1996 continues this past legislative session, that issue of same-sex marriage. When I first was elected in 1996, I was running as a business person saying, let's help business, let's really improve our economy. What layered over that was the challenge from the court saying, in Hawaii, same-sex marriage shall be the law of the land. At that point in time, people rose up and said, we don't think that should be a court issue. Why hasn't the legislature acted? Or perhaps, why can't we, the people, vote on a constitutional amendment?
Mm-hmm.
So in 1998, people voted by a 70% margin that marriage should be defined as one man, one woman, and in the wording of it, was defined by the legislature. And that's been a thorny issue over the years. We've passed a law saying there should be reciprocal benefits for two people who choose to be partners, inheritance rights, hospital visitation. Fast forward to this past 2 years in the legislature, the issue has risen again in House Bill 444. So the issue of what marriage is hasn't changed in terms of the Constitution, but has been redefined of sorts to say a civil union shall have the same rights, benefits, and privileges as marriage, and people are advocating for that. It got to be very contentious, and unfortunately the legislative process was sort of like, we're ready for takeoff, fasten your seat belts, you hear the engine going, then the engine stops. So it wasn't on the normal flight pattern of legislative hearings, votes, next step. It was a very rocky flight, landing, not landing, taking off, not taking off. So the public was disenfranchised in the process of handling the specific bill, HB 444, as an example of what didn't go smoothly.
You know, somebody might be just thinking, okay, I've heard so much about it. Why is it important? Why is this particular bill so important, and why are so many people contentious about it?
Sadly, for years, many people are, the community is divided in terms of how to be fair, how to be loving to all people, and some people have framed people's willingness or desire to get married as same-sex couples as a civil right. Other people have framed it as a choice. And I'm not here to say right or wrong, but it's a challenge that has been thrust upon the legislature in spite of the previous constitutional amendment. And people want to seek approval for their way of life, or seek approval for what they feel is injustice to make just. So it's a challenging issue for our community.
You know, I want to come back to this matter, this issue of HB 444, a little later on in our show, and to have you elaborate even further on some things that have gone on. I think our listeners would want to hear, and they would want to be even reminded of, or maybe they might hear it for the first time. But just some things that go on in terms of the intricacies of how things develop, and also the impact of what it might be in our future, the future society. You know, Senator, when we come back, I'd like to talk further about you specifically. Maybe you can share with us. You know, you have other, there are others running. You know, this is a political race in the Democratic Party. So there's some distinguishing qualities that you've earned over the years. Maybe you can share some of those when we come back. And then we'll talk some more about what you see as your future. Stay with us.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our very special and featured guest today, Senator Norman Sakamoto. Senator Sakamoto is one of the leading candidates for the Democratic Party's race for lieutenant governor here in the state of Hawaii. This is a very pressing time. We certainly want to remind you to exercise your right to vote, to get out and put your vote in. It does matter. Sometimes people think, we were just talking about that earlier, you know, well, what difference would my vote make? I'm just one person. Well, it's one person together with other singular people make a collaborative group. It makes a society. And what you vote, what you believe, what your convictions are, they matter. They matter. And so exercise that. People have sacrificed greatly for you and for me and for Senator Sakamoto to have that privilege. So make up your mind and get out and vote. You know, in this race, there are other candidates that are also vying for their spot, seeking election as well. But Senator, as you move towards Lieutenant Governor, what do you feel in your experience, and it's been vast, distinguishes you from some of the other candidates?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been a small businessman for 30 years and started off, you know, you do the calculate the payroll, you clean the toilet, bottom line. In the ups and downs of the economy, our business has been able to survive. Not always thrive, but survive. Mm-hmm. And that's a long time. And it's in building construction, the goal is to work together to do a good job. So as a civil engineer, building contractor, always solve problems. And 30 years hanging in there, I think that's part of it. I went to the legislature as the president of the Building Industry Association, looking to improve the cost of doing business, helping people with the cost of renovating a home, renovating their office building. In the process, got elected, but not solely on business. On people felt the values I had, the principles I had were something they liked. And I've been fortunate to be reelected 3 times. So I have the business experience, been 14 years in the state senate, the last 10 years chairing education. That has been something that wasn't my normal first choice to say, I want to be education chair. As it evolved, though, God had a hand in that. And at this point, I feel we need to implement things better. The furloughs are an example. We've passed laws to have principals performance contract not implemented. We created an early learning council to improve early education, not fully supported by the administration. So the qualities I have, in addition to the small business and experience in the legislature, is I have a skill set on solving problems. And around the educational issue, we need to better implement some of what's there. That implementation side is an administrative issue. Lieutenant Governor can play a role. I've spoken to both Mayor Hanneman and Congressman Abercrombie, saying if they were elected, obviously separately, and I were elected, would I continue to play a role in education? Both said definitely yes. So those are some of the things.
You know, that kind of leads me to my next question. Now, how do you see your role playing out as Lieutenant Governor?
Well, if people find it that I'm earn their support and vote for me and I'm able to succeed and become the Lieutenant Governor, certainly I want to help education. The second part is I'm an engineer, building contractor. And if the governor says, well, Sakamoto, what roles do you want to play? One would be the education side, and we can better implement many of the things that are policy, continue to build on the Race to the Top, which the Department of Education, fortunately, Hawaii is a participant as a finalist and then awarded Race to the Top. Secondly, infrastructure issues. We have potholes on our H1 freeway today. We need to do a lot better. We've improved the schools. The backlog was over $800 million of repair and maintenance projects. It's down in the neighborhood of $300 million, but let's get that down further. The university system, hospitals, many things need repairs. I'd like to help us get jobs out, push many of those jobs out now, but also long-term. Water issues on Maui, not simple. Infrastructure issues, the engineering issues. Let's work, get things done so Hawaii can have sustainable ag and return water to the streams for the ecological issues.
You know, Senator, do we hear, the economy, jobs need to be created. And there are stated solutions that candidates would, they say it out. That's part of what they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could go deeper, like, okay, we need to create jobs. And if elected, that's one of the points that you would work on. How would you go about doing that?
Mm. Well, the initial part is, there are $14 billion of state projects that are listed as needed projects. We can do better at getting bonds now in the bond market. Rates are favorable. Look at procurement laws. Find ways to help the jobs get through the process of being bid out and bid protests. There's a highway on the Big Island that bid protests between the bidders probably took two and a half years out of a very, very needed project actually even moving forward. So there are some bureaucratic challenges. And because I understand enough of construction, we can help move those forward. But kind of fast forward, mm-hmm. We in Hawaii have the University of Hawaii system.
Okay.
We need to build on that, not just for astronomy and oceanography. Environment, engineering issues, optics, health issues. If the University of Hawaii can really become excellent, draw more excellent people here, draw dollars here, so when we're not getting the same push from our senior senators, from Congress in terms of pushing dollars here, we want that institution to be a job engine. Mm-hmm. We need business organizations, agriculture organizations to partner with the University of Hawaii even more, because absent that, your kids, Danny, my kids, might be calling us from California and points east of that saying, Grandpa, you're going to visit your granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want opportunities for our families here. That's our health plan. Mm-hmm. In Hawaii, we take care of families. Many people in their 60s move back to Hawaii to take care of grandpa and grandma. But if we could keep more good people here with good jobs, they wouldn't have that angst of, when do I move back home to Hawaii? Hawaii can be our home. We need good jobs. We need good education to keep good people here.
you know, we talk about receiving your receiving support. You know, you've received a great deal of support in your campaign. People have stood with you and continue to stand with you. What do you attribute, you know, the support that you've received? Why have people said, you know what, I'm going to stand with with Senator Sakamoto and really help him along and help push him forward?
There are many different ways. I was on Maui at a Maui event yesterday, and there are two people at a, you know, sort of reception table, and in my campaigning mode, I go by, shake their hand, say, "Hi, I'm Senator Sakamoto." Mm-hmm. The young lady, she must be about 32, 35 years old, just looks at me and says, "You got my vote, Senator. You came to speak to my class on early learning, and what you said made a lot of sense, and therefore I'm telling my husband to vote for you too." Mm. So it wasn't in a campaign mode that I went to visit and spoke to their class. So some of it comes from trying to help. And there was a college class on early learning, and because I chair the education committee, I was asked to do it. So sometimes out of the blue, it was encouraging to hear that. People who know me in the construction business, people who know me in education, close to me, mm-hmm. know that we've in the state in the last 10 years got through the Felix consent decree, got the repair and maintenance backlog down, did get through many challenges. There are many more, but close to me, people say, "I know you'll do a good job, but two houses down, Sakamoto, who's that?" So our challenge is, we're not always out there tooting our horn, because that's not our lifestyle. That's not the way I'm built. Although some of my supporters say, "Sakamoto, you need to get out there and toot that horn." But God didn't wire me as a horn tutor, as you probably know, Danny.
Well, and that's why maybe some people whom God has wired that way should go and maybe they can help toot the horn on your behalf.
Yes.
Well, when we come back, Senator, I want to go back and revisit this very big thing. It's not a very big issue, HB 444. The impact that you see on the future of our society, and why it's been elevated to the point that it has, and for you to give us your perspective on this. When we come back, we're going to talk with Senator. You know, moral issues have long-lasting effects on both the development and the decay of society. Now, whatever your perspective is, your perspective on how you view your world and your society, there are certain moral laws that we can all agree upon. And the impact of it, the way we stand by it, can have a great effect.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Senator Norman Sakamoto. He's running for Lieutenant Governor here of the state of Hawaii. Senator, you know, we've talked about HB 444 in brief in the beginning of the show. It's been a big issue here in the state. What do you feel is the impact of such a bill on the future of our society?
Well, Danny, that you could talk for an hour on what people have said. In a nutshell, assuming a bill like that were to become law that said the rights, benefits, protections, responsibilities are the same in civil unions as marriage, in other jurisdictions, then it would affect hiring practices, would affect education. And I'm not here to be raise up fears, but concerns certainly. Mm-hmm. Some other jurisdictions have said that means in school you need to teach that certain relationships are equally approved versus exists. So nobody's denying the existence of different types of relationships in terms of couples, but schools would be forced to teach that they were equally okay. And at least for me, I wouldn't want to approve someone's relationship and teach that in school. And again, I'm not here to be a fear, just drive fears, but there are concerns over what we as a society would need to teach as being approved. Certainly what people do in their lives, people have choices. That's one thing. One of my opponents has said, Hawaii has a long history of making progress in the area of civil rights. I support civil unions and HB 444 because I think it's fair. But that means the laws then will say you have to treat everything equally and fair. We have different things that say 18-year-olds can or cannot do things, others can do things. There are certain things in our society that they are demarcations on what's okay and what's not. To say we have to approve the behavior of what other people feel is right, at least doesn't sit right with me, with many people.
Now, I think at some point we need to talk about moral implications and kind of project forward. I mean, historically, you know, this issue of same gender, same sex, relationships, marriages, you know, some of these practices, these practices have gone on, you know, from the beginning of time, as it were. Okay, but now in terms of the legislation and the future implication of how it could affect society. Now let's speak specifically in Hawaii as maybe like a fulcrum or a hub of what impact it could have not only in Hawaii but in the future, which is part of why it's risen to the level that it has risen. What do you see as the kind of moral impact it could have on society? You talk about children, kids, society at large.
I guess I don't feel I'm the authority to list what that is. Other people have opined on that. But certainly, let me change it a little to say, when Hawaii's people voted on in 1998, 70% saying that marriage should be one man, one woman, that spoke to many people, and certainly not just people of one faith or several faiths, but the feeling that the family unit, the traditional family unit, husband, wife, children, is something that's sacred and should be protected. If we're saying we shall no longer consider the family unit, a man, woman, children, as something to be protected, there are tax laws, there are other laws in our society that deal with custody of children. There are many laws that were based on protecting, encouraging the family unit to stay whole. So you potentially will change how to deal with some of the benefits that have come to hold families together. And if you'd say that's no longer held sacred, then it actually changes the moral structure of how our country was built, based on making strong families. Strong families make strong communities, make strong nations.
Okay.
But I don't have a list to say specifically all of these things.
You know, now, in terms of the race itself, and, you know, people vote, political leaders vote in various ways, right? People, you know, people talk to you. People talk to them. People talk to others. You know, and people move about trying to lobby, trying to get votes in certain ways. What kind of impact do you feel that would have on this particular election?
Well, let me start off this way. As I go about, some people say, Sakamoto, what do you think about the rail? What do you think about Super Ferry? Or what do you think about House Bill 444? Of all of the issues that have polarized some of the community on this particular election, it's that House Bill 444, which would have, if passed, have civil unions be the law of the land, like marriage. Some groups, like the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Caucus of the Democratic Party of Hawaii, have stated and listed the following incumbents have a history of voting against civil unions, and they have endorsed their opponents. And some of that means many people are encouraged to vote because of one issue. On the other hand, at least from my perspective, promises were made to some of my colleagues when they were asked to vote no to say, we will remember when we vote. And I'm not sure if some of that memory needs to be, we need to stir that up, because it's a very difficult issue and a hotbed issue. And if one team says, we will remember, and the other team says, oops, we forgot, sorry, that doesn't help keep people who voted on this very tough issue hoping that we can maintain traditional values, traditional marriage, but get unseated in the election. So the Democratic primary is one important point of reference for people to remember, and not that to vote the Democratic ballot to support those who voted no as requested, and not get misguided by all of the D's are this, all of the R's are this. There is no litmus test on values in our state.
So, why would people forget? If they said, I'm going to vote this way, mm-hmm. why would they forget?
Unfortunately, in the heat of the battle, in the race for governor, Mr. Iona, Mr. Hanneman, Mr. Abercrombie, and on air and in the paper, some of the discussion has come about you need to pull a certain ballot or because of a certain of supporting the specific candidate. So much of the focus in Hawaii has been on the governor's race, less focus on all of the other races. Mm-hmm. But as people should be reminded, two-thirds of the legislature in the House did not support overriding the governor's veto. Therefore, the veto stood. If we lose a few members that have voted no, perhaps next session there will be two-thirds of the legislature, including some people supported by opponents of those who voted no. They have candidates in a number of races running in contested primaries, meaning in the Democrats, more than one person running. And in one specific case, Representative Haar out in what area is that? Ever Beach side has a specific candidate that's endorsed by the Gay Lesbian Caucus running against her. She's a Christian, and not saying that's a litmus test either, but she did vote no. So you have a polarization. You have Mike Gabbert running against someone supported by the Gay Caucus as well.
So when you say they voted no,
mm-hmm.
just quickly explain what that meant.
Voted no means did not support the bill that would have allowed civil unions, which was defined to be the same as marriage, to become the law of the land in Hawaii. So voted against that. The bill did pass the House and Senate, but because there weren't two-thirds of the House members to support overriding the governor's veto, her veto stood. So it did not become the law of the land this past year, mm-hmm. but it will be an issue again mm-hmm. this coming year.
So this particular area, it sort of reveals, you know, where people, where representatives, where legislators stand on their voting, based on their voting.
There is a clear record. You can look it up on a website, who voted yes, who voted no. For those who haven't voted, who've not been in the legislature and running, sometimes they respond to surveys, sometimes not. The Hawaii Family Forum runs a survey. Probably those who didn't respond in this particular year's survey didn't respond because they would have probably voted yes or will vote yes in the future to issues like mm-hmm. this.
And so they just kind of abstain?
By not answering.
By not answering. You know, Senator, when we come back, part of what I normally do, I sometimes think political leaders are looked upon by maybe the general public. This is kind of my perspective on things, is that you're leaders, so you can get henpecked, you can get... you know, people like you, they dislike you. I mean, you have to have thick skin to be a politician. But along with that, sometimes people forget the humanity. That, you were a business owner. You know what it's like to have to make payroll. You have not only employees, but their families that are being taken care of by the next deal that is made, by the next job that is secured. And so with that, and then, of course, you yourself are a family man. You're married, you have children, now grandchildren. So you understand human life, the human experience. You're a man who, a man of faith. And what is it like to go through tough times? Senator, you can relate with all our listeners about having challenges. But you've overcome them. You've gone through them. Let's prepare you to face some challenges today. But when we come back, I'd like you to share more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, may aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Senator Norman Sakamoto. He is a candidate for Lieutenant Governor representing the Democratic Party. We're going to talk about some personal stuff, how to overcome some trials, some tough times that we all can relate with. But before we do, I just want to ask Senator, we're talking a lot about politics and certain angles and perspectives. Do you have anything else more specifically you feel you would want to just kind of give a parting shot in regards to?
Well, back to the 444, which is an important indicator of where we are as our society and what will be approved or not. For those who voted no, they have become targets of the so-called civil rights, make things fair, long history of making progress group that's saying, we're going to get you out. They're focused on Senator Gabbard, Senator Sparrow, Magawai, Evans, Suki, Tokioka, Sagam, Choi, Monahan, Aquino, Har, Awana, Ito, people like myself, when they're singularly focused. But if the faith community, the Christian community, those who support traditional marriage go, well, where do you stand on gambling? What about rail? You're not doing enough for the homeless. I don't think you came to my house. If we aren't as focused in terms of a very, very important issue to our society, a very, very important issue to supporting traditional marriage, if we get diffused and they're focused, our team loses. So our team needs to stand strong and say, if we care about things, let's follow up on our promise, for one, because I believe the people who voted no, most of them were promised by supporters to save the supporters of the Vote No movement, we will remember. So I'm really asking your listeners to tell others that, for one, let's stand behind our promise. And that promise was to support traditional marriage for those who stood against the forces of others. That's very, very important. For me, I didn't need to be convinced. For many others, there was wavering. Mm-hmm. They needed to be convinced. Mm-hmm. But in part, let's stand behind our promise.
Mm.
And sort of transitioning as a man of God, that's not a litmus test. It shouldn't be, Sakamoto, you're a Christian, I'll vote for you, or Sakamoto, you're a Christian, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger package. But it's not easy. We do what we can. We run the race that's set before us. All of us, yourself, myself, we have families. Mm-hmm. I have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll have future grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
We love Hawaii. We love the people of Hawaii. We want to embrace all of the people of Hawaii. And in spite of challenges, when we can be respectful, when we can keep dialogue civil, in spite of differences, we will keep Hawaii the wonderful place. It's not always an instant solution, but some solutions have taken far, far too long.
Hmm.
If we work together, we can make Hawaii better every day, every year.
Hmm. You know, one of the admirable things that I found in being with people like yourself, Senator, is the courage to mix it up, to get in there and get the proverbial hands dirty and work hard and work towards solutions, looking at a problem and then making it better, and working towards making it better. Now, we have people who are in their own lives right now facing challenges, and you've gone through numerous things in your own life. Maybe we can single one out and say, how do you feel God help you through a tough time?
I think one challenge, separate from legislation, is I'm a small business. We're a building contractor, and times are very tough. And on one job, we have a challenging person representing the owner that we don't feel is treating us fairly. But how do we deal with that? And so we pray. Thankfully, my partner at work, myself, at least we're men of faith, we can pray. And more recently, yesterday in my Bible study, reading in Nehemiah, came to a specific verse, Lord, strengthen my hands.
Hmm.
So sometimes it's not about what organizational thing or what legal thing or what pros, what convincing thing. It's really falling back, dear Lord, help me be stronger. I can't do it myself. I need your help. So yesterday and today, that verse, strengthen my hands. Now, Lord, strengthen my hands, has been something I can't do myself. But with his help, we can do.
Have you seen the Lord strengthen your hands?
In that specific case at work, trying to deal with the issue respectfully, there was a change of personnel that occurred. And by us being respectful, by thoughtfully putting in documentation, memos, not in fighting words, but in honorable ways, that has helped. And we've had help from, in this case, the architect, helping to moderate, mediate. And at home, I've been really strengthened. My daughter, who's a flight attendant living in San Francisco, has come back to help part of the campaign. And she's such a joy. So it was such a blessing to have her drive me around, even fly to the neighbor island. And just recently, United Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines have come up with an agreement where she can fly free inter-island.
Wow.
You know, 4 months ago, that wouldn't be the case.
Hmm.
So God has helped me mm-hmm. by allowing my daughter to have wings. So wow. my angel can fly with me when I go to neighbor island trips. And that has really been a blessing. Mm. So my hands have been strengthened through her being able to accompany me.
You know, the strengthening of hands is like is in a very practical way, just like how you said. And the amazing thing is that God works through, marvelously, through existing organizations and businesses that provide services like a Hawaiian Airlines, like a United Airlines. And people think, wow, that's such a great thing. That's such a lucky thing. That's an answer to prayer.
Ooh, so I praise God.
Yeah, God strengthen your hands in that way. You know, other ways I can think of, you know, could be, you know, because strengthen your hands is a figurative picture. Lord, strengthen my hands for work. It could also relate to, Lord, give me clarity of thought. Mm-hmm. You know, give me a strength of mind to not wilt under the pressures that I face, you know, and my challenges. So that's really neat to see. So, Senator, what would you say? You know, kind of like here's another note from Senator Sakamoto. Almost like you're writing a note to somebody, just like giving them a memo. You know they're having a rough time today. You shared this. But what would you write to them? Or in what would you say?
I would ask them in prayer, whether it's praying for themselves or praying for someone else, that they would ask our Father to wash out whatever is not of Him and fill that void with what is of Him, and thoughtfully listen to what comment He might have to share with you, if that's your own prayer for yourself, mm-hmm. or with someone you share to. Because we want to be encouragers. God doesn't heal us instantly, but by reaching out, we can help others and ask God to help us.
Senator, I appreciate your wisdom and time, and your compassion to be in the position that you're in and have a soft heart for people and yet have a legislative, diplomatic mind and skill is a tremendous gift package that God has given to you. So thank you for being with us. God's blessing be upon you in this upcoming race. You know, it's always a blessing to be with you, our listeners. Next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories. I want you to invite someone to join us. Here's a scripture, Psalm 31:24. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. A special thank you to our guest today, Senator Norman Sakamoto, along with my technical director, Chaz Ontai. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.